Well, first of all, again, good evening to all, and sorry for being late. I've had a long day today, taking care of some personal business. But sorry, I'm chewing on a candy bar for a snack after dinner. Deployment-wise, being disabled and not very mobile, if it wasn't directly in my neighborhood, hopefully not, I would try to do what I could radio communication-wise, because I'm set up for possible backup power, if that's the case, battery backup and radio communications. Any technical help with medical things that I could actually help with, or any transfer of information from my place to a place of connection. Let me reset here. If I had to do like a relay for radio communications, if I was one of the only stations around in the area, neighborhood, or county, if I could be a help that way, or you know, like I said, medically speaking, if there's anything I could do, even through a visual connection through cellular, if that was capable, video. But I don't know if that answers the question, but that's all I got, I think. Back to that, KU4ZYQ.
Yeah, Joe. You know, and like I was saying, you know, earlier in the net, we you know we're talking about you know support staff. Sorry, my voice is right at the end there. I've been dispatching all day, and so I've been talking all day, and my voice is like just on that edge. It's been a rough day today. So, but anyways, yeah, Joe. You know, and having that support staff, having somebody there to listen. I mean, you've got backup power, so. You know, you've got a radio, you're able to listen, maybe Net Control might be busy, and you catch something on the radio, you can pass it on to Net Control and stuff. So being support staff is crucial. It's like I said, it's our dispatch staff. It's like having a 911 dispatcher. Someone's going to answer the phone. Someone's going to be able to get online and look something up or, you know, be that extra set of eyes and ears for Net Control. So I like that, Joe. I appreciate you checking in tonight. And again, a lot of good answers tonight. Very solid answers. You guys did a phenomenal job. And again, I appreciate you all. All right, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up tonight. This is Net Control Station WEAMAC, and this concludes tonight's session of the Macomb County ARPSC Net. Thanks for checking in. We hope that you'll join us next Thursday evening in person at the ISD building, 7 o'clock, room 203. Please check the Macomb County ARPSC Facebook, and also added here, the new dashboard, waamac.org. Head over there and you can go onto our website. You can check the repeater, different things. So head over there, waamac.org. Check that out. And as always, make sure you watch your emails for announcements and important events coming up. All right, this is K8YNU as WA8MAC closing the net at 1948 and returning the repeater back to regular amateur use. 73 to you all. This is K8YNU, and I'll be clear of the channel.